Did you know that public relations can really help you get featured even if nobody knows you? Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 159 of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my PR friends. I hope you're having a great week and that you are ready to find out how you can be talked about, featured in a media or by an influencer, even if they don't know you. So you might be observing, like me, your competitors or companies you admire. And it seems that they're always like making headlines. They're featured everywhere. They even have collaborations, ongoing, you know, partnership with influencers, and you wonder how they do it. One thing is for sure, it's not a chance. It's not by chance. It's not, you know, because they're lucky. No, it's not because maybe you're even better than them. Maybe your product is 10 times better than them. So no. Why are they featured and you're not? Well, they've made for sure strategic choices based on the following three themes. And this is what I'm going to be talking about because it's you have to start somewhere. And where do you start? You should start by developing a visibility strategy. Can be super simple. It seems like something very crazy and really difficult, and it's not. I believe me, it can be super simple. So they have decided to integrate a visibility strategy, how they've decided to be visible, first of all. If you decide to be visible, then you're going to start looking for solutions. So, but first, you have to decide, I want to be visible. Two, they want to last. So sustainability, they've decided to become a brand known at least by their potential clients. So they've decided to be known to last, to create a brand that will last. And number three, they combine social media with PR and their advertising efforts. This is kind of what we hear, you know, maybe you've heard this 360 strategy. It simply means you have to be present in more than one sphere. So not just present on social media, but, you know, have publicity, have include PR, you know, have more, be visible in just in more platforms, in more media, in more websites, for example. And you can combine all of this with some publicity as well. So that's number three. So let's go back to number one, the power. Yes, the power of visibility and how to create a strategy. So first, as I mentioned, you must decide to invest time in planning before taking action. The companies you hear about that you see featured everywhere, they've chosen to invest time and money in their visibility. For them, it's an investment. It's not seen as expenses. And we love working with company like that. They understand that they need to invest in their visibility because this is an investment that's going to pay maybe not right away. It might take up sometimes, but it pays always. So they invest time and money in their visibility. What is often referred as, I love to say, communication. So Europeans do know that because when they learn marketing, they're trained to understand that communication is a super important plan in their marketing plan. So they need to include communication. I don't know why in North America, it's always something difficult and new and we have to explain exactly what we do so often. This is why my European friends, we love to work with you. I love American brands, don't get me wrong, but it's so different. Like the perception of public relations is very different. They understand PR sometimes better. Yes, I have to admit. So yes, they know, my European friends, that communication is part of any good marketing plan. So we love working with them because they understand PR. They're PR savvy. And they've understood these companies that investing in public relations will allow them what? To develop their story, have their story told, and get people talking about them. This is why communication is so important. Number two, last thing, sustainability, becoming a recognizable brand, becoming in a brand that people know and recognize. So the first step to getting people talking about your business is to create what? A brand that stands out. Easy, right? What does that mean? Well, of course, it means having a visual identity that's different. But even before you get this beautiful visibility, what's more important is the message, the key words, the key messages around what do you say? How do you present yourself? What makes you unique and different? And if you could answer these questions, and you'll see. The questions I love, it's also part of our NADA PR model, so that's number one. And the question you need to answer is this one. Why would a journalist talk about you? And why an influencer would agree to try your products and share its experience with their followers? Why would they agree to do that? And why would they talk about you? If you find these answer or that big answer, it's such a great starting point because the rest will follow. Really, I promise. So number three is really combining media and public relations together. Yes, social media, it's powerful. It's great for increasing your business visibility. And combining with public relations, it really, really, really increases your impact. And if you, let's say, talk about a broadcast interview, you announce it before, and then it's published, you'll see it will increase your visibility, it will significantly boost your number of fans. And I see it every single day with my students, with my clients, of course, in my work, because I, of course, as you can imagine, read a lot of media, and I'm online all the time. I look at different social media platforms. And recently, I was following a young man who is a influencer agent. He's a young man, just started his career. He represents influencers, and we've worked with him. Actually, we had contracts signed with some of his influencers, and he just got featured in a local newspaper and on some websites. Not 50, maybe three mentioned, one after the other. In, let's say, a month or 6 weeks. And this young professional, what he talks about TikTok, of course, and marketing, influence marketing in general, and of course, a topic of interest to both media and business. But what's so interesting, and he mentions it himself, so every time he's invited to do an interview, he talks about it, and he's like, listen to me, my friends. And these articles were published on his platforms. I was following him on LinkedIn and some other platforms, and followers really significantly increased. He mentioned it himself. And I'm sure, you know, all his, services request. I'm sure he signed many clients after this, and his appointment book must be full and filled. Yes, the content he shares on social media is interesting, but you understand that these interviews, that this is what really propelled him, that really helped him find new clients and really increase significantly his fan base. And this, my friend, is precisely what I'm teaching you at the NADA PR School. How to get people talking about you, how to get featured for free, even if no one knows you. So you see where I'm going with this. So we are opening the doors to our program this fall, and our program is Get Featured for Free. You have the link below. Grab your seat, because I don't know when we will reopen the door. It's going to be open for a few weeks, so I don't know when you'll be listening to this podcast, but click on the link and you'll see if it's open. But grab your seat, because it's going to be fantastic. And I promise you will achieve incredible results if you just spend sometimes an hour a week, less than 2 hours a week. You will generate amazing results. So hopefully, my friends, you've enjoyed this little podcast, and I hope to see you in class. You have to register, be there, because I want to help you. I'm at this stage in my life, you know, after 30 years, I want to help those companies who create new products, new fantastic solutions too for the world. So hopefully you'll be joining me in class. And more than anything, I hope you'll be listening to this podcast next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.